Good morning. Clear skies and light winds allow temperatures to drop back overnight into the 20s and 30s across the region, so a chilly start early this morning. We'll have some sunshine first thing. However, clouds are quickly heading our way from western and central New York out ahead of a cold front which is steadily heading in our direction. It's a fairly powerful front with a lot of wind energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Temperatures out ahead of this front will climb back through the 40s and into the lower 50s on average with an increasing and gusty south wind. Showers will become likely moving in from the west by mid to late morning and into the early afternoon hours. Due to the strong upper-level support associated with this system, we could see some bursts of rain included with these showers, perhaps even a few thunderstorms, some of which could produce strong wind gusts and small hail. As the front punches through, the wind will flip around to the west-northwest later today and gust at times up to 40 miles per hour, driving the temperature back down through the 40s during the late afternoon and early evening hours. We'll dry it out overnight tonight with just a few passing flurries or rain showers as temperatures dip into the upper 20s. This will leave us with a mostly dry, chilly, and blustery day on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be windy with highs staying in the 40s. A weak disturbance will slide by to our south on Thursday with just the risk of a shower, otherwise plenty of clouds and back into the lower 50s. Another stronger disturbance will shear off to our south and east. Still, the risk of rain with this system is high in the southern part of New York and New England, as highs reach back into the mid-50s. Behind this system, a brief warm-up for the beginning of the weekend, with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Saturday near 60 before another system with showers returns to the region on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front associated with a deepening low-pressure system moving across southern Canada will bring a quick round of precipitation across the Great Lakes and points east for the next couple of days. The dynamics associated with this trough will help trigger strong to severe weather from the northern mid-Atlantic to southern New England before that colder and drier air moves in. Meanwhile, a mix of light rain and snow is expected to slide across parts of California, the central Great Basin, and the Four Corners areas today as a broad upper-level trough moves across. This will set the stage for another low-pressure system to form and deepen over the southern plains. Showers and thunderstorms are forecast to increase in coverage across the central and southern plains today out ahead of this system, and by tomorrow, an increasing risk of severe weather will be expected from the southern plains east toward the lower Mississippi Valley. Heavy rain could also lead to flash flooding in these areas by Wednesday evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 18 degrees on a south wind at 21, gusting to 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 7 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 21, 59% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.55 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds and breezy with showers developing, possibly a thunderstorm, near 60. In Boston, increasing clouds with rain moving in, perhaps a thunderstorm later in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 45, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.70 inches for the month, which is 44 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 9.35 inches for the year, which is 79 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 89, set in 1923, and the record low, 20, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Windy with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Windy with a few rain showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 40s. Windy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Windy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 50s. Windy with a few rain and snow showers tonight and lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold in the 40s. Mostly cloudy, just a risk of a shower Thursday, lower 50s. A better chance of showers Friday, mainly to the south in the mid-50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, near 60. And another chance of showers for both Sunday and Monday in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.